One of the questions you're entitled to ask me is, Barry, do you have a coach? I certainly do. I don't just believe in coaching, I believe in being coached. How else can I expect to become better and better at what I do? But I'd like to share a question that my coach once asked me quite a long time ago. What he asked me was, where do you think Roger Federer and Serena Williams will be today, and what do you think they'll be doing? Now, I knew the answer, and so do you, I'm sure. They will be on a tennis court somewhere, practicing their serves and their ground strokes. So, what was the point in asking me a question to which everyone knows the answer? Because he knew that the answer would prompt me to think about things I had never seriously thought about before. And here's what I realised that I hadn't even considered before. Roger Federer and Serena Williams are the best tennis players of all time. They are very, very good. Better tennis players than anybody else already. But they know they will only remain as good as that if they practice constantly. And even though they are already the best in the world, they have the potential to be even better. But they are not going to realise that potential without the guidance of a coach. See, the best performers in every walk of life recognise the value of a professional coach. It's the people who are good but not exceptional at what they do who tend to think they don't need coaching. And the role of a coach is not to become better than the player being coached. The player will always be better than the coach. The role of the coach is to help the performer to develop his or her unrealized potential. And there is no better way to achieve this than by asking questions to which the performer already knows the answers, but which provide insights that the performer never realised before. See, I didn't come to realise any of these things because of anything my coach taught me. It was all there in my head to begin with, but it took a well thought out question to release the potential that was in there already. You don't need a coach because you're good. You know how good you are and you're happy with that. But you do need a coach if you have a feeling you could be even better because you want to be exceptional, but you know you're unlikely to achieve it on your own. So, till next Monday, from the coach who rocks, have a good week.